Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
How to automate and how to delegate. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Very excited because today we're going to be talking about something that is very important in the Remote CEO framework. I've been coaching people for a long time. I've interviewed so many 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs as well as best-selling authors around this specific topic. And I really want to show you the way that you can figure out what to do when you are overwhelmed, when you are doing too many tasks. So the very first thing we're going to be talking about right now is to make a list of everything you have done in the past month. Does that seem like a daunting task? Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it's not going to be easy. I want you to really sit down. Now, if you've been doing what we've been talking about for a long time, which is journal and plan your weeks, all you need to do is really open your planner and look at the past 30 days and really see what you've done. But if you're not there yet, well, I do suggest you get started, but let's talk about if you've never done it. I want you to really sit down and start thinking, okay, what did I do 4 weeks ago? How did I feel back then? Was I stressed out? If I was stressed out, what actions or tasks that I did led me to get stressed out? And then you start writing down. This list should be pretty big. And I'm not only talking about business things here. I'm talking about anything that you've done. Maybe you picked up the laundry. Maybe, yeah, you did go to for a walk to get something for yourself that you could have ordered online. I mean, there are very, very many things that you should be writing down. Now, once you get to this point, what I want you to do is actually write a line down on a piece of paper and start assigning these tasks or these actions to two different sections. The one section is things that you can only do yourself. And the other section is things anyone else can do for you. Now, I want you to be true to yourself here and not have this superhero mentality of, I'm the only one that can do that. For example, and I always talk about this, I used to be an electronic music producer and used to have a podcast, and I was in charge of my own podcast, which means I had to find the tracks, the songs. I needed to mix them together. I needed to make sure that it sounded good. There were so many moving parts, promote the podcast, right? So when I started my podcast for my business, for my coaching business, my goal at that point was not to become a podcaster in the sense of sound technology, sounds the way that the podcast sounded. I simply need to create the content and get someone else to mix the podcast, to make sure that it sounded good, to add the intro, the outro, the mid-roll, and all that great stuff. Now, do I know how to do that? Yes, I know. So when I had to choose between delegating that action or doing it myself, and I asked myself, am I the only one that could do this? My answer right away was, yes, I am, because I'm an amazing sound engineer. But does that really fit within what I'm trying to do with my business? Definitely not. So that task needed to get delegated. So you're going to find a lot of things in life that are very similar to that, where you know that you're very good at it, but just the fact that you're good at it, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to do it yourself. There are plenty of tasks that you think you're good at that you should be delegating. So once you have this line in the middle, and you should have about 20% of the things that you do on a daily basis that you do yourself still, and the rest, the 80%, should actually be delegated or automated. So now that you have these two lists, what I want you to do is actually find out what software out there will allow you to take care of those tasks. Now, why do I say this? I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I have about 6 people working for me remotely at this moment, maybe about 8 at times, really depends. But the main idea here is that I don't want you to necessarily hire someone yet if you could get a software to do that for you. Now, the great thing about automation software is that a lot of it online has a free plan. What does that mean? It means that you really get a free plan to integrate with your Gmail, for example, or any other software that you use, and you can get it to work for you for free, so at least you can test it out. Then, once you see that it works for you and you like it and you think it's a great idea to invest in it, then invest in it. But even then, it's only gonna be probably anywhere between 20 to 50 bucks a month. It's nothing. Now, once you have checked off all the tasks that are now automated by software, so unpaid at this point, what I want you to do is actually start looking at everything else that can't just be done by software, but also needs a human being. Now, when we're doing this, make sure to divide things between low-skill tasks and other tasks that actually need hard skills. Why is this important? If you give tasks that are very easy to someone that actually is qualified to do much harder things, more, you know, those hard skill stuff, like for example, video editing. If you give a video editor a task to fill out a spreadsheet, that video editor is not going to charge you less just because they're filling out a spreadsheet. Actually, they may even charge you more because they don't want to do that at all. So make sure to divide your tasks between soft skills, which are basically just normal things that you will learn if you just went to school, even for a couple of years, and hard skills that actually need some specific knowledge of a software, for example. So once you have these two different buckets, you want to find a GVA, which is a general virtual assistant, to take care of those tasks that do not need that much knowledge. Again, going back to it, admin work, data entry, and maybe buying things online for you or paying some bills, all that stuff that is really time consuming, but it does not need that many skills. And then the rest of the things, it may be that video editing that we just talked about. It may be some stuff that has to do with accounting. That stuff, you will hire someone that is specifically trained to do those tasks. So now what you're gonna have is the 20% of the tasks that you're doing on a daily basis that you're still doing yourself, which is generally revenue generating roles, and you're the face of the business, so you need to take care of that. Then the other part is going to be taken care of by software, not paid yet. All right, we talked about those freemium models where you just go in and you test the software out. You can get two or three of them and get to understand those software for free. Then the other section is going to be taken care of by the general virtual assistant, which again does not need to cost a lot of money because they don't have specific skills that, you know, people would pay more money for. And then the other tasks are going to be the ones that are a bit more specific that require hard skills. And those ones can be taken care of by other people. That may cost a bit more, but if you really think about it, it's not gonna be that much work. So in the end, what I want you to have is you just being a manager of a team of people, or software in this case, that can run on its own. Now, with that said, what I like to do is also get my general virtual assistant trained on all the automation software that I have in place to run my business so that they can be the managers of my software. So it's awesome because I just train one person and that person is actually managing all the moving parts. So most times I only need to speak to one person during the day and they take care of everything else. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll talk to you tomorrow.